Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Corey DeAngelis, National Director of Research for the American Federation for Children. And his extensive research, writing, and savvy media skills make him one of the most prolific leaders in the school choice movement. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us what the mission of the American Federation for Children is.
Yeah, the basic idea is to push to allow families to take their children's education dollars to wherever they're getting an adequate education. That could be a public or a private school, could be a home-based option as well. The entire point of the education system is to meet the needs of students. Education funding is meant for educating children, not for propping up and protecting a particular institution. So we would like parents to be able to choose where to send their children and take their education dollars with them.
We appreciate what you do. And unfortunately, Nebraska is one of three states with no school choice options.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And Nebraska is one of the states that does not have a lot of school choice. And that's really shameful, especially after seeing this past year. The public school system just hasn't been there for so many students. And there have been a ton of states that have passed new school choice legislation this year, including Arkansas. Florida's legislature just expanded a huge program there. West Virginia and Kentucky passed the two biggest education savings accounts programs in the nation. And so we're seeing movement all across the country in the right direction when it comes to expanding educational freedom, because all across the country, I think the teachers unions have overplayed their hand and done more to advance the concept of school choice than anyone could have ever imagined. And it's only a matter of time when Nebraska will be able to have additional options as well. But unfortunately, this year, it just didn't happen.
I know that we're going to get there. And I thank you for joining me today, Corey. Being informed gives us the ability to be engaged. Listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation with Corey on school choice.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.